This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Attorney General William Barr and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein are holding a news conference Thursday morning regarding Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. According to the Justice Department, a redacted version of the nearly 400-page report by Mueller on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election that was aimed at helping President Trump or Donald Trump win the presidency will be delivered to Congress between 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Democratic lawmakers immediately criticized the announcement, saying that Barr was trying to spin the report's findings before its release. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Gerald Nadler of New York, held a news conference late Wednesday to say that Barr is taking unprecedented steps to spin the report. Nadler said Barr's decision to hold a news conference before Congress has received the report will again result with the report being presented through its, his words, prepared that the attorney general is waging a media campaign on behalf of President Trump. North Korea claims to have test-fired a new tactical guided weapon. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
According to state media, North Korea has test-fired what's described as a new type tactical guided weapon. The state-run Korean Central News Agency says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un observed the firing of the unspecified weapon. North Korea's weapons testing had largely halted since a series of tests in 2017. But in late February, a nuclear disarmament summit in Hanoi between Kim and U.S. President Donald Trump collapsed without a new agreement. The Associated Press could not immediately and independently verify North Korea's claim of the weapons test. I'm Mike Rossia.
The United Nations said Wednesday that Libyan capital saw its most intense fighting overnight since the forces of General Khalifa Haftar began their battle to take Tripoli earlier this month. This is VOA News. The former president of Peru, Alan Garcia, has died after shooting himself in the head. This happened as police tried to arrest him on corruption allegations tied to Latin America's largest graft investigation. Garcia was 69. The United States announced new sanctions on Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua on Wednesday. More from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the administration's implementing a 1996 act giving Americans the right to sue mostly European companies operating out of property Cuba seized when Fidel Castro took power. Every president since Bill Clinton had suspended the right in part to avoid trade clashes with Europeans who were now vowing to protect their businesses. The U.S. says there will be no exceptions.
Any person or company doing business in Cuba should heed this announcement.
The move could affect dozens of Canadian and European companies to the tune of tens of billions of dollars. Sagar Magani at the White House.
In Venezuela, people are welcoming the arrival of humanitarian aid from the Red Cross and the Red Crescent Society. The delivery of such aid has been a focal point in Venezuela's power struggle. Until Tuesday, embattled President Nicolas Maduro has refused to allow any flow of aid, even insisting he didn't need it and his people didn't need it. United Nations says that a quarter of Venezuela's 30 million people urgently need food and medical help. French President Emmanuel Macron met with his cabinet Wednesday to discuss the restoration of Notre Dame Cathedral.
Macron said the renovations to restore iconic 19th century spire, vaulting, and two-thirds of the cathedral's roof would be completed in time for the Paris 2024 Olympics. However, experts say that the ambitious timeline appears insufficient for such a massive operation. The comments came as Notre Dame's rector said he would close the once-functioning cathedral for up to 5 to 6 years. He said that a segment of the near 900-year-old cathedral may be gravely weakened. I'm Zaria Shakli.
After major changes occurred to Sudanese leadership, protesters are demanding civilian leadership instead of the transitional military council. Correspondent Naba Moedin reports from Khartoum.
Reports on Wednesday said the ousted former president of Sudan, Omar al-Bashir, has been moved from house arrest to federal prison. Unnamed members of Bashir's family told Reuters news agency, the BBC, and others he was moved to Kabir prison in Khartoum late Tuesday, while prison guards told CNN they saw Bashir's arrival at the facility. Kabir prison is where Bashir locked up many of his opponents during his 3 decades in power.
That's correspondent Naba Moedin reporting from Khartoum. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.